When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite, yes, self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, the Diagnosed Narcissist from TikTok and YouTube that uses my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also in the process of doing all of that, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. This episode is going to be about warning the new supply. Should you warn the new supply? Should you? My answer is going to be like, it's going to be no, but. And the only but is like, you know, hey, if there's any P3DO involved or any SA involved and things of that nature, anything involving kids and stuff like that, yes, try to warn them, get that out of your system. Anything else, like, I just feel like the new supply is getting love bombed. I don't think you should try to warn them, because if they are the new supply, they are getting love bombed, especially if they've known about you, especially if they already known about you. They've been having an ongoing affair or something like that. They've been, you know, messing around for a long time. The new supply is not going to care what you have to say, because they think that they are better than you. They'll take your warning as confirmation that they are making the right decision, that you don't want to lose this person, that you don't want to lose this narcissist or whatever. You can call him a narcissist, you can call him whatever you want to. It's just the fact that you cannot, like, excuse me, can't stop now, I'm already started. It's just the fact that if you warn them, it just kind of gives them confirmation that they are making the right decision. Like, this person is worth fighting for. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to fight for them, man or woman, or non-binary person. Anyway, they're going to fight for them. We're just going to fight together. We're going to fight for your ex and things like that. Even though you might not want your ex back, even if you just really want to warn a new person and just wish them well on their journey with their person, they're going to take it as you want them back, and they're going to think they are just going to think that they are more equipped to handle them than you are, especially if this is part of an affair. Like, if they're leaving you for this new supply, this new person, and you're just trying to warn them because of the kids or something like that, they're going to know that, like, look, I've been knowing about you this whole time. I'm sorry this had to go this way, but look, I'm just better than you. Sorry. I'm more equipped. And once that, and like, a lot of times, like, in my comment section of this particular TikTok and YouTube short, a lot of people were just like, yeah, I was the new supply, and I didn't believe them, and now I got treated terribly, and I actually ended up staying longer because I didn't want to look stupid. Like, after the abuse, mental, physical abuse started, I just still stayed longer because I didn't want the old supply, the old person, to realize that they were right. And I didn't want them to be right. I wanted to be right. So I feel like if I stayed longer, if I outlasted them in a relationship, then I won. So sometimes the new supply will stand on their stuff regardless of whether or not you tell them point blank, period. They're going to stand on it regardless. They're going to continue, like, in this relationship regardless of the abuse, regardless of the, if they get cheated on, regardless, they're going to stand on it. Like, look, I'm going to stand by him. I don't know if y'all have seen that TikTok. It's like, this your man? Yeah, this mine. Are you sure? You going to stand by him? I'm going to stick beside him. Yep, they're going to stick beside him no matter what. So it's pointless. Sometimes, like, except, this is one of them times that, like, if you're losing an abusive, narcissistic person, it's okay to accept, quote unquote, defeat. I have to do the finger quotes because I know people, if you listen to this on a podcast, you're not going to see me do the quotes, finger quotes or whatever. So about that. The new supply is, you look jealous a lot of times. And a lot of times, like, even if there hasn't been cheating involved, the narcissist already conditioned them to think that you are crazy and that you are jealous. And if you, like, look, I'm playing the narcissist right now. Well, I'm playing myself. Hey, look, my ex is crazy. So I would not be shocked if she tried to reach out to you and try to paint the picture of me being she called me a narcissist. She said I was a liar and a manipulator, blah, 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 this, because we didn't work out. She's going to call me all these names and stuff like that. I tried to end it amicably. I try to be amicable. I try to just like, let me get my stuff, you get your stuff, and let's do our own thing. Let's go our separate ways. You be happy, I be happy. But nope, I guarantee you she's gonna reach out to you and say this because she doesn't want to see us happy. And by any, but like just to sign, seal, and deliver this, I'm gonna go ahead and clap your cheeks good, really good right now. So when she reaches out to you, you're in cheek clap nirvana, euphoria. You are just experiencing the cheekiest, clappiest nirvana. And things like that. And I just saw a comment somebody the other day said, I love how you work cheek clapping in the air video. I just think it's hilarious. I just do. So when you do, if you do decide to reach out to the new supply and they've been freshly, their cheeks have been freshly clapped, or they've, you know, allowed themselves, their, you know, if you, or they've got some cheeks thrown on them, put on them, then guess what? You're going to look foolish. You're going to, like, they're in nirvana. You're trying to bring them down, like, hey, look, bro or sis, look, I just got my cheeks clapped really good by that narcissistic ex of yours, and I'm not going to leave them. I'm going to stand beside them. And they told me you were going to reach out. They told me you were jealous. They told me you were crazy. They told me this. They told me that. And look at you doing exactly what they said. They've been nothing but honest to me. They've been nothing but honest. And look at you, pathetic. And they're going to make you feel bad. And then sometimes, like, it'll make you want to fight for your ex back. So now, imagine yourself fighting the new supply over your ex that you don't want anymore. Sometimes you don't want them, sometimes you do. But imagine fighting your ex because now you don't want to lose to this person. Now you don't want to lose to the new supply because you don't like them. So now you're actually fighting to get your ex back. So now y'all are in a triangle relationship. Now the narcissist has successfully convinced two people to fight over him or her. She's like, look. Whoever wins this battle is going to get me. I've seen situations like this before. I had a one-on-one very recently with a lady, and she said she ended up in a situation like this, and she called it quits. She told her narcissist, "Hey, say, look, I'm done. Just count me out." And he had the audacity to say, "Why you bowing out right now? You were winning. You were in front. You're going to quit right now when you were winning? Oh my goodness! You gave up right when I was about to pick you. Wow." The audacity of some people, y'all. Even I say sometimes, like, a lot of this stuff that people say about narcissists does not shock me, but sometimes it does. It just blows my mind. Like, wow, you really honestly thought that you were the prize in this situation? Yikes. Why did you quit? You were winning. Imagine trying to win. Imagine winning. This is what, if you're dealing with a narcissist and their new supply, imagine them thinking that they have won. What exactly did they win from you? A lying, gaslighting, sometimes physically abusive, sometimes emotionally cheating, sometimes physically cheating person. That's a victory that they can have. That's like winning 16th place at the Olympics. This is like going to, you know, not even going to the Olympics. That's like, I don't know what it is. It's the bottom of the barrel. You know what I mean? That's like getting a brand new toy with no batteries. You know what I mean? Batteries not included. Narcissist not included. Yeah, no, empathy not included. Yes. I love when I come up with stuff like that. But yeah, the mind is a fickle thing. So I know sometimes it hurts or whatever. I see people want like, I've tried to warn them, but they didn't listen. Of course, they're not going to listen. And when it starts to happen to them, when what happened to you starts to happen to them, of course, they're going to start being sad. Of course, they're going to not. Of course, they're probably not. Sometimes they'll bite the bullet and reach out to you and apologize to you and stuff like that. But sometimes they'll just stir into the skin even more, stay in this toxic, abusive relationship just to try to prove a point. I've seen that happen more times than not. Like, I'm just not going to quit. Like, this couch boy has gone viral on TikTok right now because this girl walked in on her ex, walked in on her current boyfriend with sitting on the couch with three girls. And she thought that was cool. She was like, oh, this is cool. And then he just like, oh, hey, I'm happy to see you. It's terrible. And now she's just staring into the skid because she's embarrassed. Meanwhile, y'all, I truly appreciate y'all. If y'all listen to this on Apple Music and Spotify, I really truly appreciate y'all. Like, the comment, the ratings on Apple Music I really appreciate y'all, y'all. How many ratings we got on Apple Music right now, real quick? Don't log out on me, y'all. Don't log out on me just yet. 211 good ratings. China T702 said, yas. Thank you. I appreciate it. Kate Teresa said, lovely. Two dope kids. Oh, brutal. Your podcast saved my life. Well, two dope kids. I really appreciate that review. Goodness gracious. You have a degree in psychology? Look, a bachelor's degree in psychology, spent hundreds of hours, and my podcast saved her life. Well, thank you for that. Kara Roberts, thank you. Ash Marie, thank you. Erica, thank you. Really appreciate y'all. Pokes McGee, visitor. feels weird to like it. I still appreciate that one. Focusing on Narc's potential. Megan, thank you. Megan Lee. Skip, look, I really truly appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Like and subscribe. Peace. Thank y'all. Appreciate it for real.